Dan Christensen is a reporter and editor at BrowardBulldog.org, was called upon to help compile the data based on 330 indicators, from insurance regulation to judicial accountability. Dan, sounds like this was a major undertaking on your part.
It was. We were told it was going to take 3 weeks to compile it. It turned out that it took 3 months, about 400 hours, whatever that works out to be here, of preparation, research, interviewing, all that stuff.
And you in front of you, in fact, have what looked like books worth of information on some of these 330 questions. Give us an idea of what some of those metrics were.
Like I said, there were 330 questions, detailed questions, that were asked about 14 different categories of what they referred to as state integrity indicators. In Florida, we talked to, between 30 and 35 different people that we had to interview, and hours on in terms of research, reading the law, reading reports, reading news stories, that sort of thing.
You're a grizzled investigative reporter. You've been at this a very long time, Dan. And as you went through these numbers and did this research, what stood out to you?
Well, one thing that stood out to me, but not so much as a reporter, but as a citizen here, sort of was the weakness of our major ethics enforcement agencies in the state. At a time when ethics is so much in the news here, particularly in South Florida and especially in Broward County, there's been so much reform. It's sort of a jolt to see that Florida's Commission on Ethics and Judicial Qualifications Commission collectively flunked this test. They're conceived of as independent entities, but they really aren't independent. They're funded by general state revenues and are subject to political negotiation in the legislature. That's the first problem here. They're also either timid by nature or restrained by law. And what I mean is that the Ethics Commission doesn't have the power to initiate an investigation. They have to wait for somebody to file a sworn complaint. On the other hand, the JQC, the Judicial Qualifications Commission, can investigate on its own initiative, but it rarely does, according to its longtime executive director, Brooke Kennerly. And they both can only recommend penalties. And in the case of the Ethics Commission, for example, its penalties tend to be trivial. The maximum fine there is $10,000, a relatively small amount that the statewide grand jury recommended increasing in 2010 to no avail here. Then finally, there's the question of how they're constituted. The Ethics Commission members are all political appointees of the governor, the House Speaker, and the Senate President, which we all know are quite political figures here, the dominant political figures in the state. The JQC, on the other hand, is dominated by judges and lawyers with political connections. Those are the essential reasons we scored low on this.
Dan Christensen is a reporter and editor with BrowardBulldog.org and part of this 50-state integrity investigation, doing the Florida portion of it. Dan, thanks for coming in and telling us how the sausage was made and how this information got out.
Sure. Thanks for having me.